remarkable. You know, they originally cut gang violence by 75% in 77 traditional in 1 week's time. Now, it took department-wide resources to do that, and it took a lot of focus by the command officers and the rank-and-file police officers that worked those divisions. But you know, that's the kind of thing that we do.
Can you keep up this effort, though?
Well, you know, we always have to flex resources. A small police department, given its size, you know, we have to police a city of 4 million people, almost 500 square miles, and so we are always stretched thin. But part of the way that we do that is through timely information, accurate information, and use that information to deploy our resources.
We just heard about multiple actions that the police department took to address the concerns and public safety concerns of the community. Could you highlight some of them, just itemize a few of them you think that really made a difference?
Sure. Well, a week ago Saturday, we saw 5 shootings in a matter of 2 hours in one division. So we moved resources immediately from all over the city, including motor officers, including gang units from other parts of the city, including patrol units from adjoining police divisions. So that was the immediate aspect of it. And the secondary aspect was to address the rumors created by the 100 Days of Violence hashtag. We did that. We contacted not only clergy, but community members in gang intervention, in our gang reduction youth development office. We contacted our schools, we worked with the sheriff's department, worked with probation, did a number of actions with probation department, made sure that we set a high standard for what kind of behavior would be accepted in the future, and also made sure that the public was aware that we did not see this as a result of this hashtag. We see it as a result of some traditional gang rivalries, gang robberies that were fueled by incidents that occurred at a funeral.
Chief, your command out there referred to the 100 Days hashtag as an online hoax. Is it safe to call it that at this point?
Well, you know, whatever terminology you want to use, I don't believe it's real. It if you want to call it a hoax or you want to call it an attempt to start something through social media, you know, that used to be the purview of walls and spray paint. You know, I'm not sure what you want to call it. All I know is that it's not real.
Chief, there's been some gang activity before. I mean, was this an unprecedented last couple of weeks as far as dealing with gangs and killings and shootings and the social media? I mean, was this something that was totally different than what you've ever seen before in 40 years?
Not even close.
No?
No, we have to remember that in the 1990s, gang violence was 4 times the level that it is today. Just 8 years ago, gang violence was twice the level that it is today. You know, we had an increase, which we were concerned about a week ago, but it certainly pales in comparison to what Los Angeles has been through in the past.
So are we supposed to just tolerate a certain level of gang violence that'll always be with us? How do you look at this long term?
Well, I can't tell you what you're supposed to do.
What I can tell you is that
we always try to do better. We always try to reduce gang violence. You know, over half the people that will be killed in Los Angeles this year will be killed because of gang violence.
Yeah.
We'll have multiple hundreds of individuals injured because of gang violence. We are always trying to limit it. We've made good progress. We're not there, but we're getting there.
Chief, what about the social media angle of it, though? We all know that gang violence was soaring in the 90s compared to today. But have you seen social media play the kind of role that it played in this scenario?
Well, social media always increases. You know, this is a new phenomenon. You know, we all of us acclimate to things very rapidly now. You know, but obviously in the 90s, this didn't exist. You know, that's why I compare it to spray painting on a wall. It is the modern spray painting on a wall. So this is something that we are expanding our understanding and our use of in the Los Angeles Police Department. I've created a whole division, relationship division, that deals exclusively with social media. And because this is so important, our detectives all use social media to work on their cases. You know, this is it's not only just new for policing, but it's new for society. And as society progresses, as different methods of communication become more prominent, and those methods all affect gang violence as one part, but they affect all crimes. Internet crimes against children, all of these things are fueled by the various new forms of communication.
Chief, you said at the end of your comments that you're pleased by talking about the response to the funerals and the homicides, that this is the way the whole organization thinks now. Can you just explain about what you mean by this, that what is the thinking that you're referring to?
Well, you know, policing, when policing sees huge levels of violence, you know, we tend to become reactionary, we respond. What I'm talking about is trying to be proactive and stay in front of things, and to use non-traditional methods to do that. You know, when you hear that a commander understands that the way you handle a homicide scene is not just about solving the homicide, it's not just about catching the person that did it, it's about how you build a relationship with the community and how the community sees the Los Angeles Police Department as the most visible form of government, how the community sees us and our reaction to that homicide. They see us as callous, they see us as somebody that just wants to create an arrest, or they see us as somebody that wants to solve an issue and wants to help a family and wants to help a community recover. And so it's so important in how you do these things, not just what you do. Many times when people talk about homicides, they just want to know how many I cleared. Did I clear 71% or did I clear 80%? You know, what was the clearance rate of Los Angeles Police Department? But it's not just that. You know, one of the things that I talked about in the commission just several weeks ago, we're creating a homicide library in our Manchester facility, where we can not only maintain all of our homicide books, but where families that have unsolved homicides can go to grief, where they can meet with detectives, find out the status of their case, where we can pay respect to those that have fallen on the streets of Los Angeles, many times because of gang violence. So, you know, when I look at those young leaders of the Los Angeles Police Department, and I hear that they understand that how you do things is at least as important, maybe more important than what you do, you know, that makes you feel good about the direction of Los Angeles Police Department.
All right, thanks, you guys.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.